The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Thailand edged closer to banning glyphosate and two other controversial pesticides despite protests from farmers in a multi-billion dollar agriculture industry aiming to be the kitchen of the world. Agriculture employs 40% of Thailand's population, and the Southeast Asian country is one of the world's leading rice and sugar exporters. It's also one of the biggest consumers of pesticides being banned or phased out in other parts of the globe. Thailand's National Hazardous Substances Committee voted to ban glyphosate and the chemicals paraquat and chlorpyrifos. Studies have linked the pesticide chlorpyrifos to developmental delays in children, while critics say the weed killer glyphosate is a likely cause of cancer. Thailand's health minister, who has argued the pesticides put lives at risk, praised this move as heroic on his Facebook page, even as several dozen farmers protested, citing a rise in production costs.
If there's a ban on these chemicals, the farmers will be severely affected. We don't know how to finance the production because the cost of production will increase more than 3 baht per kilogram. I don't know why I should invest.
Thailand's Pesticide Alert Network, which has long advocated for the ban, thanked the government but said it needs to help farmers adjust to other methods. For years, Japan's government has sought to convince consumers that food from Fukushima is safe despite the nuclear disaster there. But will it serve the region's produce at the Tokyo Olympics? They pitched the games in part as a chance to showcase the recovery of areas affected by the 2011 tsunami and nuclear disaster. Japanese government officials tout strict checks on food from the region as evidence that the produce is completely safe. But it remains unclear whether athletes and sports teams from around the world would be convinced. In the Fukushima region, producers are keen to see their products served at the Olympic Village and have submitted a bid to the organizer. But the figures have only gone some way to reassuring foreign officials. Numerous countries, including China, South Korea, and the United States, maintain restrictions on the import of some or all produce from Fukushima. That position underlies a long-running problem for Japan, while it points to its extensive government-mandated checks as proof of safety. Many abroad feel the government is not an objective arbiter. The International Olympic Committee said it was still weighing how to handle the matter. For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.